17. The number 17 bus takes me from the university into town. The city, any city of the rich north, moves laboriously, buried under the snow and accustomed to the cruelty of thermometers. Still shivering, I hand over the coins in exchange for the privilege of human warmth and the condensation on the window panes. I pay, thankful for having been saved from my shipwreck adrift on the frozen sea. I am not black. I am not black. Dozens of eyes gnaw at me like frenzied fish fighting over a feed. I sit down in silence. I think about Garcia Lorca and the King of Harlem. I think about blackness and beauty. I think about the creases around their mouths, about the oasis in the palms of their hands and the untamable curls of their hair. They do not know it, but there is something telluric in the way their words and skins brush against each other, in the survival instinct that becomes music and large families, covering the cracked walls and the poorest neighborhoods with love and violence. I make a mental note. There is nothing more spiritual in America than black folk. At the immigration office, while filling in forms, they want to know the color of my eyes, and then of my hair, too. Finally, they offer me various boxes to indicate, bluntly, what is my race? White? It would be difficult to summarize the history of Spain and explain to them that I am neither white nor black, that I am made of different bloods and peoples, that my nose is Jewish, my features maybe Arab, and my surname, Moreno, possibly Castilian. It occurs to me that they are not interested, and besides, it doesn't fit in their boxes. In defeat, I declare myself part of the victorious race. But I think of black folk with envy at the profound kinship that defines and protects them, because at least they know of the pride of being different and not being able to hide it, and not wanting to either.